Chapter 1 of Raven Memory by David G. Schrock. Part 1. Standing beside his black luxury sedan, Steve Reynolds reaches into his shirt pocket and removes a notepad. Flipping open to the page marked by a red tab, he tips it towards the lamplight. His handwritten note reveals the name, Judge Bernstein. Marching through the pattering rain, he tightens the knot on his blue silk tie. Reaching into the pocket of his suit jacket, he removes latex gloves and snaps them on. Hopping onto the sidewalk, he spots a surveillance camera. Instead of the entrance, the camera peers at the row of windows. Beyond the glass, customers seated at the booths enjoy their breakfast. Local teens enamored with graffiti and other destructive nocturnal habits necessitate the need for the ever-watchful electronic eyes populating every establishment. Criss-crossing tape marks a recently replaced window. Reaching for the door handle, Steve sees a woman on the other side of the glass. He pulls the door wide and smiles. The woman ushers a child ahead of her, head stooped low, hair hiding her face. She holds her arms out, corralling a child. "Good morning," says Steve. Glancing down at the flip-flop slapping heels, his smile fades. The warm air greets him with a river of coffee blends, assaulting his nose. The citizens of Rosalind thirst for more than simple black coffee. They insist on a variety of flavors, creating a strong mix. Like walking into a perfume shop, no one single scent delivers its beauty. Instead, aromas intermingle, becoming something else. He wrinkles his nose, recalling a day the shop only served black coffee. Silver-haired men occupy several stools before the bar, enjoying coffee and rolls while conversing about the old days. Three young women in business attire chat in line at the register. Machines whir behind the counter as baristas prepare cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. At the nearest booth, a waitress tips a glass, pouring a pot of coffee into a mug, while inquiring about muffins. The front windows reflect the booths, beneath the hanging lamps, the patrons appearing like ghosts consuming beverages in the dark parking lot. Steve focuses his thoughts, searching for the quiet place.